Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sukkah Daf Tezayin, Sukkah 16. And on Daf Tezayin, I'm going to off on the bottom of the page, we look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about the walls of the Sukkah. So says our Mishnah, HaMashal Shal Defanos Milomau Amato. Let's say a person has walls, and the walls of the Sukkah, like this tapestry or whatever, that they come down from the Schach towards the bottom of the Sukkah, but they don't go all the way to the bottom there. They don't reach the bottom. So under those circumstances, if there's a space between the walls and the ground, Im Gavoa Min Haaretz, if the walls are higher from the ground by a status of, let's say, says our Mishnah, 3 tefachim, 3 tefachim, then, which is, let's say, approximately 3 to 4 inches is a tefach, so between 9 and 12 inches. So, and that's a measurement which our commentaries explain, and the Gemara is going to also explain, which a goat is able to go under. So therefore, or a kid, or a baby sheep, or a goat can go under. So therefore, under those circumstances, since the goat is able to go under it, then we're going to say that it is pesua, that it's disqualified. So, because since the goats are able to go under it, we're going to say it's not a kosher wall. But if it is milamato or milamaha, but if we hung the walls in such a way from below to above, and it doesn't reach all the way until the schach, then under those circumstances, im gavoa asarat fachem, as long as the walls of the sukkah are 10 tefachim high, then we're going to say it is kshera. So if there, then it's kosher. But if there are not 10 tefachim, it's going to be disqualified. So as long as it's 10 tefachim, we're going to say it's kosher. So what's the logic behind this position of the Mishnah? So the going back to this law, that even though it hangs down from the top of the schach and it's 10 tefachim going down, even though it doesn't come within, as long as, even though if it doesn't come within 3 tefachim from the ground, it's going to be disqualified. So the reason is that we have this principle that's called gud achis mechitza. That means to say that we consider the partition as though it goes all the way down onto the ground. But we don't say this concept of good achas mechitza, we don't say it unless it comes within 3 tefachim of the ground itself. And the reason is, basically, that if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, then we're not applying this principle of good achas, because what we're saying then is that when, if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, we say lovud. We look at it as though it's connected to the ground. And so therefore we see that the whole space is though it's closed up. That's what the Ritva and Meiri say. So why don't we say good achas machis, so that it goes all the way down to the ground? We say that it goes up, that the sukkah, that the walls that come from the bottom of the sukkah go all the way to the top, but we don't say the walls from the top go all the way to the bottom. It's only if it's within 3 tefachim that we say this principle of lavud. So why don't we say it goes all the way up? So we see that there are two basic explanations in the Rishonim for why we don't say it. Rashi, as he's explained by the Achronim, like the Pnei Yeshua and the Archoner, and the Ritva, they explain that the Amachitza, partition that the animals could go on underneath, meaning that the goat could go on underneath, is not a partition. Because the fact that the goats can go underneath it, that proves that we can't say that there's a wall there, because the goats can go underneath it, and so therefore it's not a wall. So that's one explanation. The Michtam and the Meiri explain that the reason why we don't say that the wall goes all the way down, we don't say good achis, is because the way you build something is you build it from below to above, and not from above to below. And so therefore, while we can consider that the wall from the bottom is able to go all the way up, we're not able to consider that the wall coming from above is able to go all the way down. And so that's their explanation. We also see that the Gemara is going to say this concept of mechitza tuluya materis, that a hanging wall is going to be something that's permitted. So we see that some say that this wall of mechitza tuluya, whether it's permitted or prohibited, is going to be the same dispute as good achas, whether or not we say it's permitted or allowed or not allowed. However, some say no, that the mechitza tuluya is a totally different law. So the Aruch Haner says that the reason we say mechitza tuluya, a hanging mechitza, is prohibited, is because the goats could go through it and nullify the mechitza. But let's say a goat can't go through it. So let's say there would be a wall from the bottom that would be 3 tefachim high, and so that would stop the goats. And then there would be a gap between that wall and the wall that's hanging down from the ceiling. So the Aruch HaNer would say, since we don't have the problem of the goats hanging through, then we're going to be able to say the law of Mechitza Tuya is not going to be prohibited, and we're going to allow it under those circumstances. Whereas the Chazon Ish says, no, we don't say that. The Chazon Ish says that these are two different laws, the laws of Gedim Bokim and Mechitza Tuya. That the laws of the goats going through and the suspended Mechitza are two different laws. Meaning to say, even in a place where we can't say that the goats can go through, we still have the problem of a hanging Mechitza, and that's going to be disqualified. What's the problem with a hanging Mechitza? That it is not connected to the ground, and a partition needs to be something that's connected to the ground, and like a straight line going down to the ground, and not specifically because the goats go through. So therefore, even if we're in a situation, according to the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, even when we're in a situation where the goats can't get through because there's a lower partition blocking them, a suspended mechitza would still be problematic, and it wouldn't be a kosher sukkah.